I don't know why I laughed at that. Bodhi, where's Bodhi? Is Bodhi still here? Bodhi's going on a Mediterranean cruise, aren't you? Bodhi, I never told you this before. Bodhi's going to get married. I've told you that because you know that. But he's going to get married, and he's going to go on a Mediterranean cruise for his honeymoon. And he's going to Europe. He's going to be gone for 3 weeks this summer. We're going to miss him, aren't we? I mean, yeah. Are you going to miss Bodhi this summer?
Yeah.
Oh, Marty, they like you. What? You're going to stay here? Good. Call it off. Bodhi's going on this Mediterranean cruise. The Mediterranean is a sea in Europe, and you go to like Italy and Spain and Italy, all these places. And Allie and I went on a Mediterranean cruise, and we've got some pictures from our cruise I just wanted to show you. So Bodhi kind of has an idea of what to expect on his cruise. This is on the beach right before we got on our ship. That's our ship in the background. I always wear a vest on all the cruises I go on. And then this is on the ship. They have a water slide. You can see the guy waving down there. He's like, hey, I love water slides. That's Allie and I at the water slide. And then this is one of the shows they had. They had Charo, and we really enjoyed watching her do the show on the cruise ship. It's so awesome. Then you get to go off the ship, Bodhi, and you go sightseeing. That's the Colosseum that we were at in Rome. That was great. And then also we got to see the statue of David. Since my name's David, I thought that was really cool. And we're kind of blocking the statue. That was unfortunate. You can't really see the whole thing. And then here we are again on the beach. They will pull the cruise ship, Bodhi. They just run it right up on the land. It's great. And then everybody lines up and pushes to push it back out to sea. And this is me and all of our friends on the beach. And I've got to be honest with you, Bodhi, and everyone else. I don't always wear a vest on the cruises. And actually, that's not my real body. This is what I really look like. Right there. And so that makes it look like my wife is a giant, and she's not. That's just me. I'm just a smaller man. But I wanted to show you guys these pictures. I have actually never been on a cruise before. Isn't that sad? Everybody say, aww. Yeah. Because I'm poor. And so I came up here today to ask you guys for money. No, didn't do that. I've never been on a cruise, but I can only imagine what it would be like. And I would love to go on a cruise. I think it sounds so luxurious and so extravagant and so fun. And so I've looked into going on cruises. And when I think about going on a cruise, here are some questions I ask myself. If you can throw those up on the screen. I ask myself, okay, on a cruise ship, will I be comfortable on board? Will the activities on the ship be fun? I mean, some of these boats have a climbing wall. They have the water slides. They've got these things that shoots water out, and you can like learn how to surf on the cruise ship because it shoots water and you surf. Like, and they have this. Has anybody ever seen that? Yeah, it's so awesome. The music and entertainment, they've got big theaters, and like every time you eat dinner, there's a performer doing music. You can go on cruises with like your favorite artists. So like there are singers that they'll do like a part of their tour will be they'll go on a cruise, and so all the people on the cruise, they get to hear concerts by like your favorite band or whatever. So like, will the entertainment be good? Will I get good service? Like on a cruise, I was looking at pictures. Sometimes, and tell me if anybody's had this done, when you go back to your room, you know how like at a hotel they clean up your room for you? They do that on a cruise, but then they take your towel and they fold it up and they make it into like a cobra or into like a swan. Have you seen it? Yeah. I mean, the service on cruises is incredible. It's always all you can eat food, all you can drink. It's like all this stuff. The service is so awesome. And I would love to go on a cruise. And if I'm honest, now listen to this, check this out. If I'm honest, I kind of want every day of my life to be like a cruise, right? Like every day of my life, I want to be comfortable. I want to have fun. Anybody else? Yeah, want to be comfortable, want to have fun? I want to watch entertainment that I like. I want to listen to music that I like. I want people to serve me. I want good service. When I go to a restaurant and they don't refill my Diet Coke when it's empty, and I'm going, and the waitress is walking by, and I'm like, and I set it down real loud on the side of the table, and they don't refill it automatically, I'm like, no tip. And I want good service, you know, and I want my whole life to be like a cruise. And that's really not a problem. I mean, everybody wants that, right? Everybody wants to be comfortable. Everybody wants to have fun. Everybody wants service and all stuff. But here's where it becomes kind of a problem for me, and I think a problem for you guys that I want you to understand this morning is think about this. Everybody wants their lives to be like a cruise. Everyone likes cruises. If you've ever been on one, you're like, that was awesome. If you haven't, you'll want to go on a cruise. And everyone wants their life to be like, but here's where it becomes a problem. When we start to take that cruise ship mentality and we start to come into church and we want church to be like a cruise ship. Because church isn't supposed to be like a cruise ship for people that are following Christ. Now, if you wouldn't say, if you're in this room listening to me right now and I say following Christ and you don't know what that means, or if you don't feel like you have a relationship with God because Jesus is your Savior, then church, it's okay for you to look at it like a cruise ship. You can look at it however you want. I don't care. But if you're someone that says, I've been saved, and I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and he rose again to buy my salvation and take away my sins, and I want to follow him. If you've been baptized and you believe that, then church isn't a cruise ship for you. Church is something totally different. But so many times, if you're honest, I watch you guys and your leaders watch you guys and you can watch each other. You come in here and you want church every Sunday to be comfortable. You want it to be fun. You want the music to be good. You want to be entertained. You want us to make you laugh. The video's got to be good. The game's got to be fun. If it's not, we hear complaints. And you want to be served. Give me donuts. Give me pancakes. Where's my coffee? Where's my juice? Get out of the way. Pfft, I want to play pool. I want to play ping pong. I want to play foosball. Get off my couch. Why are they sitting on our couch? That's our couch. That's where we sit every week. Why are they sitting in my spot? I like to sit against the window. I like to sit against the thing. And we come in here and we go, I want to be comfortable. I want to have fun. I want to be entertained. I want to be served. And church is not a cruise ship. It's not. And so I just wanted to open your eyes to that. Open up your, well, you don't have your Bibles, but look at the screen. This is Ephesians 6, 10 through 12. And I just wanted to show you guys a little bit about what following Christ is like, maybe a different perspective. Okay, Paul is this guy that wrote most of the New Testament of the Bible. And Ephesians is like this church that he's writing to. And this is towards the end of his letter. And he says this, a final word. Look at the screen, read along with me. You don't have to read out loud, but you know, follow. Be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against all the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Now, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out what Paul's saying here. Paul's saying that when you start to follow God, that you don't just get to go skip through life, but that God has an enemy. And he names the enemy right here the devil. And everybody's heard about the devil. But when you're following Christ, there's an enemy out there that's trying to take you down and trying to take all your friends down and to pull you as far away from God as possible. And so this life of following Christ is a battle. It's a battle. It's not a cruise. And so when you come in here to church, church is not about I'm going to be comfortable, I'm going to be entertained, I'm going to be served. Church is about I'm getting on a ship that's not a cruise ship. I'm getting on a battleship because I'm engaging in a spiritual war where every day the devil's trying to drag me down and I'm having to fight against him. Look at what Paul says to his friend Timothy. He wrote a letter to this younger guy named Timothy. He told Timothy to endure suffering with me as a good soldier of Christ Jesus. Soldiers, don't it. I don't know why it says don't it. It should say don't. Don't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life, for they cannot please the officer that enlisted them. So think about a soldier, a guy in the Navy. A guy in the Navy goes and gets on a battleship to go to war. Right? Our country's at war right now, so you know what I'm talking about. And so a guy in the Navy is a soldier, and he doesn't get tied up in the affairs of civilian life. Can you imagine if you sent out the Navy to go to war at the war our country's in right now, and you saw a video on the news of all the sailors, and they had somebody performing on their cruise ship, and they were all like laying in inner tubes on a pool on the battleship, and you know, they were having all-you-can-eat buffets, and they're like, hey, the Navy's awesome, whoa! No, you wouldn't want that. You would want them on mission. You would want them focused. You want people in the Navy asking these questions. Throw them up there. You want them saying, hey, is there a clear and noble mission that I'm on? What's my mission? Will I get a chance in the Navy to serve others? Will the higher-ranking officials on my ship train me for duty? Will they teach me how to use these guns? Will they teach me how to get off the ship and go into the land and fight? Will they teach me how to land the planes on this ship and help the planes take off? And then will I be recognized and honored for my service? Will I get medals when I work hard and when I do the right thing and when I'm heroic? That's what a serviceman in the Navy would ask. And so I'm asking you guys this morning to do this, to think about the perspective you have when you walk in here every week. Do you walk in here every week looking for a cruise ship? Or do you walk in here every week treating this like a battleship and thinking, all right, when it comes to church, when it comes to my faith, am I looking for a mission to be on, or am I just looking for a ride to be on? And am I going to try to get a chance to serve others, or am I here to get served? Am I trying to get trained where I can learn how to serve others, or am I just cruising through trying to be entertained? And will I be recognized and honored for my service? Yes, you will be. We're going to recognize some students the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be bringing up here students that see church as a battleship, and I've watched them, and I've seen them serve, and I've seen them engage, and I've seen them not just cruise by, and they're going to be recognized and honored on this stage, and you will be too if you can start to see church as a battleship and not a cruise ship. I want to show you one more verse, and I want to tell you something about this. If you're thinking to yourself, I would like to figure out what it means to not just be on a cruise ship, but to really engage in this battle, and to be a part, to see church as something that is a mission for me and is an opportunity to serve, I'm going to tell you that if you do that, it's not at all normal. It's not at all the normal thing. It's a totally different thing than what most people your age are doing. And you're going to be an exceptional person, which means you're going to be different. You're going to be the exception. And I want to show you my favorite verses in the whole Bible. This is Romans 12, 1 and 2. It says, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices. Okay, stop right there. When someone joins the Navy or the Army or the Marines, when they become a soldier, that's a sacrifice. They have to leave their home. They have to leave their family. They have to leave the comforts, and they go to war. And so following God is like offering your whole life, like your very body, yourself, as a sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, and that's your spiritual act of worship. Sometimes we think singing songs is called worship, like, oh, let's worship God. Your grace is enough. And then that's worship, that's part of it, but worship is really offering all of your life to God, every little bit of it. And then look at verse 2. Don't conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve and find out what God's will for your life is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Basically, the whole world is on a cruise ship, right? The rest of your life, you're just looking to make it like a cruise ship. But when you come in here, don't conform to that pattern of the rest of the world. It says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I'm going to end with this. I'm going to give you guys some ideas. I'm going to give you ideas every week, but this week's ideas are the most simple of all. These are ideas of how you can treat church like a battleship, all right? First of all, before I do that, let me tell you this. If you're a visitor with us, if it's your first time here, there were several of you that stood up, welcome to the cruise ship. We want you to come in. We want you to feel comfortable. We want to serve you. We want you to feel entertained and engaged and enjoy this time here. But if you've been here for a while, it's time to start thinking of this thing like a battleship, all right? So if you've been here for a while, here's some things you could do next week when you come in here to treat Wake more like a battleship and less like a cruise ship. The first thing I thought of is this. This is a hard thing to do, but I think you guys can do it, is when you come in here, you meet someone new. You meet someone that it's their first or second or third time here. Someone that is out there standing behind the couch watching everybody else play video games because they don't know anybody. Somebody that's sitting right over here on these couches right by the door by themselves and they don't have anybody to talk to. Someone that's just standing over by the coffee and they're just by themselves. You go up and you introduce yourself and you ask their name and you meet them. And then you know what you do? You include them. You say, hey, come meet my friends. Come sit with us. And you invite them in. Because guess what? If you guys all went to a different church this morning, if you all went to a new church and I made you go by yourself to a place where you didn't know anybody, that would suck. Wouldn't it? It would. You don't know anybody. You're walking in there. You're like, hey, it's me, Maddie. And then everyone's just like, I don't even know you. And it's not that fun. It's not fun. But if you want people to feel welcomed and engaged, new people come in here every week, and sometimes they never come back because nobody meets them and knows their name. Some people come once, and they come a second time, and they go, maybe the second time, if somebody recognizes me from the first time, and they know me and they welcome me, maybe I'll stick around. But if they don't get recognized the second time, I wouldn't come back. If I went somewhere and I came back again and nobody knew me a second time, I'd be like, forget this. So you want to treat this like a battleship? Meet new people. The second thing you can do is this. Bring new people. Bring a friend and serve them. Don't just come and go through your routine of what's comfortable for you. Bring someone new and invite them into it. Another thing you can do is be an example. When we're in here, you participate in what's going on. If we're singing loud, fun songs, set an example. Set the tone. Be loud. Be fun. If we're worshiping, don't be talking to your friend next to you. Focus on the words on the screen and sing them to God. If we're doing a talk like this, look at me and listen and look at the screens and don't be a distraction. Be an example. This is your battleship. Show others what it's like to engage in church. And lastly, put others first. When you're out there playing video games, give someone else a controller after you play a game. When you're playing ping pong, instead of playing a game to 21, play a game to 11 so someone else can play. When you're playing pool, invite others to play with you. When you're getting donuts, if there's two left, don't run over there and grab them both and ha, two at a time. No, take one and offer one to someone else. Put other people first. So those are four things you can do next week when you walk in here. You can meet someone new. You can bring someone new. You can participate and set an example. And you can serve others by putting them before yourself. Guys, this isn't a cruise ship. And I think sometimes we have so much fun in here, we make you feel like it is. And that's why I'm telling you that this morning. As I go, even though sometimes it feels like it, this should be a place where you can really engage your faith and you can really live it out and serve others and work it out and treat others the way Jesus treated you. Because that's where this all ends, right? Jesus Christ, who was in very nature God, right? He was God in heaven. He came down and was born in a manger and became a man. And he served us all his life, and then he died on a cross for you and for me. And so if he served us, if his whole life was a battleship fighting for our souls, shouldn't we be able to do the same thing for each other? So think of Christ when you're serving others. Next week, we're going to talk about how can you go outside of Wake and serve other people in the church, in other parts of the church. And that's going to be really fun because we're going to start sending you guys out to different places. Let me pray. Dear God, I thank you for your word, and I thank you for the way it's so clear that we're engaged in a battle. And I thank you that it doesn't let us believe that this whole life is just a cruise ship, but that we get a chance to have a mission. We get a chance to serve others and participate with you in loving other people. I pray that next week, this room and that lobby will be totally different than it was this week. I pray that the whole place, the whole morning will be transformed because there's a bunch of people that love you that see this thing like a battleship and not like a cruise ship. And I pray that they do that next week and that they never change and they just keep doing it week after week and serving others. And I pray that other kids will be blessed because our kids love them and serve them. So would you move in our hearts and in our small groups this week as we talk about it? In Jesus' name, amen.